بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده، على من لا نبي بعده، ولا كتاب بعد كتابه، ولا شريعة بعد شريعته، ولا أمة بعد أمته. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل إن كنتم تحبون الله فاتبعوني يحببكم الله ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم والله غفور رحيم. وقال تعالى: وإنك لعلى خلق عظيم. وقال تعالى: وعاشروهن بالمعروف فإن كرهتموهن شيئا فعسى أن تكرهوا شيئا ويجعل الله فيه خيرا كثيرا. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يكون هواه تبعا لما جئت به، أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: يا ربي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. جزى الله عنا نبينا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله. Most respected honorable علماء الكرام, حفاظ of the Quran, brothers and elders, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Every one of us form an important part of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What makes up the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is every country will make up the ummah, and what makes up the country, every city, what makes up the city is every house that is part of a community. And what makes up the unit, the family, the household is the nikah, interpersonal relationships to whichever level, that eventually gives growth to a greater ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So the peace and harmony that we would dream and we would envisage that is required on the highest level in the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam starts at a very macro level, micro level in our homes. That if there can be unity, peace in our homes, then this will breed a healthy society and an environment. There is a whole write-up and exactly on the, from after World War II, that they have given different names to the people that have been born post-war and the different ages after that. So example, you would get first the new boomers, they would call them, the people that were born post the war. And then came the people in between, they will call them the X, or some of them the millennials. And that was the time where communication would become very easy. That was the time you would receive things by email and SMS could have been sent. And technology was advancing. And at that time when technology was advancing, then this article, when you look at the date of it, it's 2002. But this alim who's writing this letter, or rather this thesis of his in 2002, he says, if we do not uphold our Islamic values according to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we will be dehumanizing our own selves. One is we worried about being extinguished, we worried about the wars, but a greater concern that we all need to have, or an equal concern that we all need to have, is that am I not part of the fragmenting of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Simple, basic, interpersonal relations between people are slowly being lost. A person comes and he makes salam and you look at him, what is the adab, what is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? How do you make salam? What was the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? If a person came and he made musafaha with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam will give both his hands and he would wait until that person does not remove his hand. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is waiting for him. When he removes his hand, then he says, salam is over. Then he removes his hand. Today we make half salam. Salaam alaikum, how are you? Okay? hardly saw the person, made eye contact. We're so busy, the salam hasn't completed. Now that automatically is creating doubts in that person. After he meets salam, he's walking. What I did wrong? What happened? What is angry about? Nothing happened. But that's the person, he's in a rush. He's going for some work, or he has to check his phone. Someone told him, we're meeting somewhere. But the basic adab of how to meet will create the kadurat now. That will create that hostility, that enmity, that bitterness between two people. Obviously, we are here because the nikah is to take place. We're not going to talk specifically or just to the groom-to-be or to the parties concerned. This is part of mu'ashara, that we have to learn how to live with each other as part of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq, that sometimes we are so busy with the world that we are bringing the worldly value into the world or into our homes, but the Islamic values are being lost. That is why when old person, not very old, it is late 60s, but this is his cry. He says, Maulana, I did everything for the investment of my son. Whatever I could do, I gave him his Islamic education, his Hafidhul Quran, everything in his place, alhamdulillah. And I used to take care of him, but there's one thing only I lost the plot in. Just one thing. I got him so involved in the business, so involved in taking the business to a next level, that I forgot to teach him the basic values of a human being. Today, I'm not crying for money. I'm not crying for things in my house. When I send him a message and say, Beta, bring this, I need that. It's not because sometimes I need it. We can go to the shop. It would be difficult. There is a car. We'll go and we can buy it. But I'm asking him to deliver it so he can sit and he can talk with me. But he can't give me the time of the day. You see, Papa, send me the list and the list will be delivered. What you require, I'll get it delivered for you. Whatever you need. But the father is saying, that's not my cry. I don't need those things. He is depositing into my account every month. There's no shortfall. He allows me to spend on the other siblings. But how do I get his time? So I look for companies that don't have delivery. You say, better I need this, but that also gets delivered. Now I can't find anything to deliver him to my house. How he's gonna get delivered? Only to realize I forgot to give him Islamic values. How to live as a simple human being. Mullah Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahimullah so beautifully used to say, he says, you know, become a buzruk, buzruk banjanna. You know, become a buzruk, go anywhere, lot of ulama. You can go, lot of mashayikh. Insan bannaho. If you want to become a human being, then come by me. Simple thing. Adabul mu'ashara. Learn how to live as a human being. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq that the nikah to take place. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala highlights the objective of the nikah. وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ أَنْ خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا. That the nikah is to create such an environment that the heart feels peace, sukoon in the house. That the person wants to go home. And that's the objective. لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا. Sunnat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Half of Iman to be completed. But we have to create such an environment in the house. Live the nikah according to sunnah, that the heart is yearning to go back home. In English we say, that home is where the heart belongs. But what do they use? Home. They don't say house. There's a difference between a house and a home. A house is mortar and cement. It's the bricks, it's the ornaments, and the layout of the house, that is a house. What's a home? Home is where there are people who are actively involved and are united. They gel in their hearts. That is a home. Home is where the heart belongs. So many person may have the title deed to his house, but how many of us have built a dream home? That to go home, you're waiting to go home. And we ask ourselves, the husband has to ask, when I'm in any difficulty, faced with a challenge, am I yearning to go home? Or am I thinking, listen, already there's a problem, I'd rather not go home, it'll be double problem. How is it? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, first revelation comes, what it concerns, shivering, shaking. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam goes home, first place. Khadija radiallahu anha, immediately she covers Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with a shawl. Zammiluni, zammiluni. That was that companion. That in difficulty, it's my wife. That my wife would be there. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that was that relationship in the house. Amazing ta'alluq Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had with his wife. One alim explained and he says, that if we have to study only the marital life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we expose that to the ummah to detail, it is sufficient for the hidayat of the entire ummah. Just the life that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam lived in a private capacity, if that has to be fully understood, and we walk the sunnah in the private life, the public life will become much easier. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was the ideal, was the best, even in the home. And how many of us will have certain things we want to lock up in the closet? You see, maaf, we made maaf, leave the past in the past. Don't tell anyone about it, please. We all got certain things we did wrong, and please don't tell anyone. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, nothing is held a secret. Every moment in the life of Rasulullah in his marital capacity, that also the Azwaj-e-Mutahharat had mentioned it. That also was taught to the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So how do we change that house into a home? Simple. One simple thing. There are quite a few aspects. One is that when we enter the house to make the dua, the relevant dua is very important. And we learn these du'as, we recite the du'as that are in Arabic. Bismillahi walajna, wa bismillahi kharajna, bismillahi tawakkaltu ala Allah. We enter, we leave the house, we recite the relevant du'as. This is important, number one. One person came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he complained to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, al-faqra wa dhiq al-aish. He's telling Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this poverty in the home, life is really restricting, it's difficult. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam told the Sahabi, simple recipe, when you go home, the moment you enter the house, make salam. In kana fi ahad aw lam yakun. Someone is in the house or not in the house. Whether there is someone to respond to your salam or not, whether the wife is in the room and she cannot hear the salam, or she's in the kitchen and she can hear your salam, irrespective, you enter and you make salam, number one. Number two is you read durood sharif upon me. Read the dua, then you make durood on Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, salli alayya. And number three is recite قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ مَرَّةً. One time. Only one time. Yes, some ulama explained to recite it 11 times, etc. But this riwayah is saying, Nabi Sam said one time. Read قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ one time. So recite the dua, durood on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then recite قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ Surah Ikhlas one time. This sahabi says, I practiced on it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made me so affluent, I was looking after the neighborhood. Forget about my house, the neighborhood I was looking after. But Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave some practical things of how to behave when entering the house, when entering the home. So recite the du'as. The second important aspect is what happens out of the house is for out of the house. And what's for in the house stays in the house. Now that's very important for every working husband. Or for every husband, if you're having any issues out of the house, whatever be those issues, take it into one big bag, lock it up and throw it onto the tree. Leave it, all your problems. Those problems don't have to be transported into your home. That's not the place for it. Your wife may not be capable to give you advice, to guide you, to do anything. But enter the house with a simple smile. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a personality, basaman dahakan, always carrying a smile on himself. Yet he had the worry and the concern of the ummah on his shoulders. The fikr of the entire ummah. Now imagine, one is we've got worries of our business, our enterprise, or our whatever it be, network. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's worry is the entire ummah. Entire ummah. Yet he's always smiling. Nabi Sam is carrying a smile all the time. And these simple things will take us very far in life. But just by smiling. You know, sometimes you don't even know a person and you smile at him. Salaam alaikum, I know you. No, I just wanted to smile and I made salam. Oh, nice of you. That's all. Simple thing, you make salam. And sometimes you look at a person and he's so, you can see like, as if, you know, he got his death row certificate or something. Can't smile. But a simple act of smiling. And this is where I suppose maybe we've got some spasm in the smiling muscles. That when we enter into the house, we're not smiling. Why are we not smiling when we enter into the house? Simple sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, smiling amongst people we meet. And especially when we enter the house. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam had mentioned to Anas radiallahu anhu, that, O Anas, إِذَا دَخَلْتَ عَلَىٰ أَهْلِكْ فَسَلِّمْ. When you enter the house, make salam, that will be a means of barakah. Barakah for you, barakah for the house. So, discussing the mu'ashara as we were speaking about, how do we interact in our interpersonal relations? It is very important that we have a ta'alluq and a relationship with some personality. Unfortunately, some people don't know that there are different strokes for different folks. If there is one thing, especially our youngsters today, especially our youngsters, if there is one thing you should never do, is never ever call your father to the table to prove him wrong. Never ever hold a meeting with your mother because how she spoke to your wife was wrong. Never do that. Your parents are right, even if they're wrong. Listen very carefully. Your parents are right, even if they're wrong. Why? Because they have the right of being your parent. And you'll never be able to pay back for that right of being a parent. Never ever. That you can dream about paying back. So sometimes why are marriages breaking? Sometimes why there's problem? Why these issues? The son is saying, Mulana, I need you to have a meeting with my father. What happened? No, something happened. You have to explain to him what he did was wrong. I'll speak to your father. No, I want to be there in the meeting. I want to see his reactions when you tell him what he did was wrong. How are you ever going to have barakah in your life? So one senior alim, he tried to encourage this youngster by, don't do that. Listen, I'll deal with it in the way that's befitting. This is your father, this is not how it has to be dealt. But then if that's the case, I'm not going back to the shop. And my father can't enter and I've got shares and big problems. But then he says, I can do it. But I'm telling you, you're going to come back to me. He says, what you mean I'll come back? Mulana is saying, see, just listen to my words. Just listen to what I'm saying. Just avoid this. But if you don't want to avoid it, you're coming back to me. And it was only 1 year, less than a year or a year, the senior alim is saying that same boy came back after proving his father wrong. He came back, he said, Mulana, marriage is on the rocks. Can you facilitate the divorce? Mona says, did I not tell you what I told you? If you're going to hold this meeting to prove your father wrong, this is going to come back and it's going to bite you badly. You're standing so hard with your wife, no problem, alhamdulillah, you should. But there's methods of how to deal with different situations. And this is the nahusat of it now. That's the ill of it. You come in and you're telling me your marriage broke up. It's because you used the marriage to injure your father. That's what you did. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq that we be careful. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam one day sitting with Sahaba radiallahu anhum, just to understand different strokes for different folks. And sometimes, you know, in isolation you read one incident from the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and we misinterpret and we apply it in the wrong. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is sitting with Sahaba radiallahu anhum, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu is in company. A person comes in and he vilifies, he foul mouths and he speaks bad to Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu silent. I mean, that's the best response to a fool. Keeps quiet. Second time he says something wrong, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu is quiet. The third time when he said something to hurt the feelings of Sayyiduna Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu said, tilka bitilka, I'll say something back. So he took revenge. He said one word back, I'll also tell him one word back, bad, to hurt his feelings. Nabi Sam stood up and he started walking. Nabi Sam, Abu Bakr said, Ya Rasulullah, awajatta alayya, you angry with me? Rasul, you angry with me? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, O Abu Bakr, nazala malakum minas sama'i yukadhibuhu bima qal. Every time he said something wrong against you, Allah sent one angel to say, you're wrong, Abu Bakr is right. First time you kept quiet, the angel spoke. Second time you kept quiet, the angel was defending you. The third time you spoke, the angel when shaitan came. Because now two people are fighting. فَلَمَّا كُنْ لِأَجْلِسْ إِذْ وَقَعَ الشَّيْطَانِ. How can I see Abu Bakr when shaitan is here? I can't say. Two people are fighting. Two people are fighting. Forget about two people. Blood fighting in the house. How are we going to have peace in that home? Blood fighting in one house. House in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks, وَاللَّهُ جَعَلَ لَكُم مِّن بُيُوتِكُمْ سَكَنًا. That the house is sakan, marriage sukoon. Now all of these interpersonal relations bring sukoon in our houses, in our homes. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how he dealt with this situation? He says, don't say anything, keep quiet. But does it mean irrespective of the situation you must be quiet? No. One day Rasulullah sallam was entering the house. Aisha radiallahu anha, it was her house. Zainab radiallahu anha was also in the house. So as Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came, there was an affectionate touch that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam extended to Aisha radiallahu anha because it's her house. And suddenly Aisha is giving a message to say, there is another wife here. She's giving a message. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam looked and he says, okay. And he says, so Zainab radiallahu anha saw what happened. That Aisha radiallahu anha is alerting Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that she is in presence in the house. So Zainab radiallahu anha said something to Aisha. And to hurt her, to insult her. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Aisha, say it back. What she said, you say it back to her. So the incident of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no, keep quiet, don't say anything. But between two wives, or in that situation, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Aisha, no, tell her back. Whatever she told you, you tell her back. You will take revenge now. So as we said, different strokes for different folks. Every situation would be different. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala unite the ummah, unite the spouses, unite the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallam, remove the difficulties, the sufferings. The ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, grant us the tawfiq, the ability to connect ourselves with any person in society, that we have any alim, any scholar, that we have an affinity, we click in, we gelling, and we take our mashwara in all our situations. Wa akhir dawana alhamdulillah.